is my Jimmy.
Okay, what is up, guys? We're here for volume two of Stained Scott Sock.
Sock.
Buddy's Scott, a little tipsy, Scott. So we're just going to fucking play
we're
it
gonna
by
label,
ear.
We're going to label this drunk
talk.
Actually,
you know what? I came up with some...
drunk talk.
I came up with some...
Good topics.
Some notes, some topics, right?
Well, that's a good start.
So our first... last night, I went through and I found a bunch of news articles that are funny. Right? So our first one is... The truck crashes on New Jersey Highway, spills cash everywhere, and sends $100 bills into the air, right? Creates straight chaos. The New Jersey police are asking people to return the $100 bills. Like, imagine that, bro. Like, fuck that.
So is your question that would you return the money?
Yeah, like, would you return the money?
So why are they asking to return the money?
Because they lost.
Stolen.
Yeah,
stolen.
it's technically stolen.
It's not stolen.
Yes, it is.
But it is stolen.
Wait, hold on.
Stolen money.
Wait, is the money like fly out or is the money?
The money flies out of the car.
Technically, it's on the ground if it's lost. It's technically lost at that point.
It's like if you're walking, right? You like trip and drop your phone.
And then someone comes up and snatches it. Like, oh, it was on the ground. But like you just dropped it.
I guess. I think it's a little different. It's slightly different, I think. It's like you already know that company. Whoever's carrying all that money.
They already have
tons of money. So, like, I personally...
Oh, no.
I would keep the money.
And how are they going to know it's you?
I forget
like,
what it
they
was,
asking?
But I believe it was a trade between two companies or something like that.
When are they asking, though? Like, how long after they picked it up are they asking for the money back? Because that matters.
Probably, like, the next day.
Well, the next day, then fuck that. If they're asking for it on the spot when the cops show up, then, like, yeah, you're going to have to give it to them. But, like, if it's
the next day?
Next day, fuck that. I didn't know my name. There's so many people that picked up the bills. Like, how are they going to find me?
Yeah, why don't they take down a license plate, though?
The what?
A license plate.
Like, how would they have that on video? It was on a highway.
Yeah, I know, but if the cops show up and people are there taking money, the cops are like, what the hell? And then they see,
but there's so many.
See people going in their cars and driving away.
True.
But if there's so many of them, how are they going to catch you? Exactly.
Well, because if we catch a license plate, I mean, they're gonna go to your house. And
what are the odds to catch yours? Not every like the 50 other people.
I'm saying they'll probably catch all of them.
I guess
they could.
You look weird upside down.
Okay. So we're moving on number two. An LA restaurant offers $500 brownie dipped in 24-karat gold, but the gold is edible. Is that just throwing money around at that point?
First of all, how is the gold edible?
I don't know, bro.
How do you eat gold?
Bro, we can spend it. We can send a man to the moon. We can definitely fucking eat gold.
Okay, but like, I feel like you should, I would definitely personally not buy that.
Yeah, just give me a fucking brownie. No, like,
give
I don't
me
even like brownies.
Give me brownie,
give me something good.
Give me brownie and the gold separate.
Yes, like I'll take the 24-karat gold on the side, please.
And then I can just sell it.
Okay. We're gonna move on to the next one because that one wasn't really that good. Funeral meal, right? This is the meal at like an after party for a funeral. Like, why do people have after parties at funerals?
It's like after party for like a wedding, like after the.
But like a wedding is like a popular, like a positive thing, and funerals.
You gotta celebrate. Anyway, like going to a funeral is like just
what's
a mass party. You're just
the
adding
funeral meal leaves 9 people dead.
What?
And 24 others sick.
Wait, people died.
People died from this funeral food. Because it was it wasn't poisoned, but it was like...
How ironic is that, though?
I was thinking about that. Like, they go to a funeral, they eat
die.
The food and die.
Like, you're going to the funeral thinking about the person that just passed away. And,
then
you're really
little
sad.
Do you know, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So who the fuck made the food?
Yeah, really.
Like, yeah, who the... Sue them, bro. I just want
some
cash.
They gotta be getting sued, like, hard.
Hey, this next one's funny, but we should keep talking about this. Like, okay, now we'll go to the next one. Texas man... Sentenced to 50 years.
Where are you finding these, first of all?
My websites, my plugs.
With your plugs, like Washington Post? Like.
Nah, bro, that'd be sick. Texas man sentenced to 50 years of prison after stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Fajitas.
Where is $1.2 million worth of fajitas located?
Yeah, seriously.
Buddy must be going to Giant Eagle every day for 3 years, if not four. Stealing fajitas.
And they didn't catch him once till after he scored 3 point, whatever the fuck
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I think they gotta give it to him.
$1.2 million.
Like, they caught them then.
I think after 5 years of stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas, I think you just have to give it to him.
Wait,
you just have to let the guy.
Is this true?
Just go.
Yes, bro.
All this is true? These aren't like
all these are true.
Hypothetical?
100%.
No way. Okay. No way this guy is fucking
bro.
Savage
fajitas.
Like that.
Okay,
fajitas.
What,
but
what,
like, what if he
what
just...
What food do you think that you would go and steal? $1.2 million.
That's good.
Oh, ramen, for sure.
Steal, Ramen? No.
Dude, ramen's, bro, nice.
Okay, ramen's cheap.
Ramen's 1.2. That's not even like $1 million.
You gotta steal a whole fucking warehouse. Bags. You gotta, that's like a whole fucking warehouse of ramen.
Yes. I'd probably, if I had to steal $1.2 million of any food.
It's a hard question.
That's a hard question.
No, a lot of great food.
Have you ever had those hot, like, turkeys or like chickens hot? From Costco?
No, what do you mean hot? Like spicy?
Hot turkey?
No, like it's warm. Like
that's,
it's
disgusting.
Just, they just cooked it.
That's disgusting.
And then you, no, it's chicken.
What?
It's chicken.
Yeah, I was gonna say turkey.
A hot
is disgusting.
Chicken from Costco, dude.
Get your charger from my bag because you.
Sean's first words, like, what the fuck?
Wait, is my phone plugged in over there?
Okay, this isn't my charger. So this isn't personal.
Yeah, no, but like, still though, like, if you had to steal any food, $1.2 million of it, I don't know, dude. I'd fucking. I'm not big. I'm not into, like, I couldn't eat that much chocolate. I couldn't eat that much candy.
Like,
I could probably.
What's
eat
a food
chicken.
That you could eat every day then?
If it has to be pollo.
It has to be Doritos. Doritos, you can.
Dude,
like,
I think it's
or
gotta be
addictive.
Something worth it. No, just someone worth. Like, you eat chicken every day, but like, even if you didn't steal $1.2 million worth, you'd probably still eat chicken.
Yeah.
Every day, like, you gotta eat
like crab.
Something you just
some
don't
bullshit.
Eat every day.
That smacks.
That just goes. And you just have like a limited amount.
Egg rolls. Oh my god.
Well, yeah, those are probably good when you're like
once
an Asian person makes them.
Yeah, my grandma.
When they're from the store and they're frozen, you heat them up. They aren't that good. When you go to like Fujiyama and they're cooking that shit in front of you,
or Panda,
smash.
Panda Express is ass.
Dude, Panda Express is nasty.
It's eating plastic.
It's eating plastic.
If I wasn't Asian, I'd probably think
it was
okay.
Mean? Go to Taco Bell, you're literally eating fake food.
That's true.
I know, but you're like drunk or high when
But
you
I'm not
do
Mexican.
That.
I'm Asian.
Yeah, but dude, okay, Panda Express. Have you ever been to like Arashi Japan?
I've been there.
One in this cracker?
Yeah, like, well, anywhere.
Yeah, like by.
It's like a Fujiyama. It's the same thing.
It's the same food. It's Panda Express.
Because that's not true.
The layout, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
How is it different?
It's cooked fresh.
What do you.
They bring out raw shrimp, raw
it's
chicken.
It's higher quality.
Higher quality.
Dude,
but
it's
better.
The one thing I have against Panda is they have white people making Asian food. That doesn't work. You go to Las Casas, you have Mexicans making Mexican food.
Yes.
You have McDonald's making American food. It just doesn't fit.
You have,
you can't
these
have white
Japanese
people
guys cooking up Fujiyama.
Exactly.
Like, they know how to do it. They got the secret recipes for their ancestors.
But going back to Taco Bell, you have white crackhead 18-year-olds dropouts. Cooking your
and that's
your
why
Taco
it's so
Bell.
Good.
Well
that's the difference between. No,
how does that make it good?
Because Mexican is
Max, and you got a bunch of crack.
Because you can have like American.
Whoa, I bet
you can.
Differ,
no,
bro.
It's like Italian.
Chipotle
fuck.
People they're educated, bro.
Okay, they might be educated in the food, but they're not.
Let's be honest. Chick-fil-A is like their customer service makes their food good.
They're all fucking Catholics.
Their food goes hard.
I know. And their customer service, bro.
Their chicken is so much different than anywhere else you go because the chicken there is. Doesn't it actually seem like it's like actually like fried or cooked?
Yes, bro. It feels real, actually.
You go to like McDonald's and it feels so fake.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even feel like 10
plastic.
Nuggets don't even fill you up. Like,
yeah,
you ever
20.
Notice that the nuggets, like.
You just want more.
No, dude, there's three shapes of nuggets.
Yes! There's two or three shapes
yes,
of nuggets.
Yes, so true.
I don't even eat McDonald's and I know that. Like, I barely eat McDonald's.
I remember I noticed when I was like 5 years old. I was like, why do the chicken nuggets look the same?
Yeah, bro, because they
always
their
notice,
chickens.
I'd always notice this one chicken nugget. Like, it would come in every single one on
game. Can't describe
it? It would look like a stocking.
Yes,
bro. Yes, that's my favorite chicken nugget.
Like a sock.
Yes,
and I'm like, bro.
I'm like, bro. How the fuck do they make this every single time?
I'm like, dang, bro. These people are pretty good at making food.
Dude, they carve these like they have to, right?
So you think they're like molds?
No, they're cookie cutters. I think.
You think? I think they're like molds. Cause I heard isn't the food? Sorry for all the listeners, whoever listens to this, but.
Fuck McDonald's, come on now.
Is it
McDonald's?
Don't they make their chicken nuggets with like this like pink?
Yeah.
Like goo.
No,
it's literally
that's fake. I watched a video about like how they actually make chicken nuggets, and like it goes through everything. Like they actually get real meat and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like this pink goo. So I thought it was like a cookie cutter mold. They like put it in the goo and then like dropped in like a fryer or something, and then they just like
solidified. They basically take the chicken, they like basically chop it up real fine, like really fine. And then they just like put seasoning and stuff in it, and then they flatten it out.
Seasoning.
And then they flash it out.
Because maybe they do cookie cutter. Hmm? Kind of.
He can't have an opinion. He's in a relationship, dude.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck? Okay, you guys will move on because I keep talking about
But listen. Like, American Mexican is just so much more normal than American Asian. Asian is, like, way off the map. You know what I mean?
What do you mean Asian food? Are you talking about food?
Yeah, talking about food. So, like, you can go to a Taco Bell and white people make your food, right? But you're okay with that because it's, like, Mexican.
Wait a minute.
American. Wait, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. Mexican. It's still more, wait a minute. Way more acceptable than, like, because, like, there's not a lot of Asian restaurants around here that white people cook the food.
Are there any more beers?
Bro, is Chipotle Mexican?
Italian
or Italian? No, it's not Italian. Italian's like pizza,
it's,
though.
Dude, it's true.
It's Mexican.
Oh
right?
My gosh, you guys sound like complete just fools.
Yeah, it's
like it is Mexican. Yeah,
it's American Mexican. That's it's American version of Mexican food.
Yeah, but that's
they just basically do spices into it.
Yeah, because it's a fast food restaurant. No, that's why Panda Express is American or American Asian. It's a fast food. What do you expect?
But the only thing that makes Chipotle Mexican is their rice. Just rice.
Dude, that rice smacks.
That rice smacks.
But it's not real rice. It's
their
rice.
Chicken. Oh, their cheese. What do
you
mean
real rice? Dude, you haven't had real rice.
I've had real rice. What? It's called rice.
It's called Asian rice. There's a difference.
No, because they're two different food categories.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean? Rice.
Okay, you go to an Asian restaurant. You're getting fried rice with an egg and some vegetables.
Yes, dude. That's nice.
You go to Chipotle. You're getting
white rice.
You're getting white rice with cilantro and lemon.
That's like American rice.
No, that's Mexican rice. Unless you're getting, you can get a fried rice at a
Asian.
Hey, no, at a Mexican restaurant. You can do at Chipotle. But the seasoning is there because the seasoning at a Mexican restaurant.
Get extra cilantro. Like they literally took a scoop of cilantro and put it on the bowl. Really? Like lettuce.
This doesn't make it Asian.
No, I'm just saying you go to a Mexican restaurant, right? And you if you get fried rice, you kind of get fried rice. It's gonna be similar to that of an Asian fried rice. But the seasoning is there because it's more of like a
garlic for Asians and like
I don't know how to explain, like more like spicy. I feel like for like
like
more like a exotic spice.
What's the guy's name? Regular white rice is Mexican, but then you get egg fried rice and then it's Asian.
Oh, dude, fried rice with egg is so good. That's actually true. But.
Dude, like we went to Arashi, Japan, for some like nice meal, dude, and I'd fucking engulfed their chicken fried rice. And you taste the egg on top of it, you're just like...
Have you made fried rice at your house before? Like, from scratch?
Yeah, my parents always do it. It tastes like shit.
No, I've done it. It tastes pretty good.
Really? My parents make it taste like shit. Sorry, Mom, Dad, if you're hearing this. But it tastes like shit, honestly.
What?
Fair hair.
I want that.
But, like, dude, if you go to, like, some restaurant, like Fujiyama, they make it, dude. Arashi Japan, or whatever you're calling it.
When I made fried rice in my house, I was in the Asian mindset because, like, leftover white rice. So I just took it from Asian, I don't know, like one of the China restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took it, you know, put it in the fryer, dropped a couple eggs in there.
Do you have a fryer?
Not fryer, like
you
a pan.
Put oil in a pan.
Yeah, pan.
Oh, okay.
But like, not a lot of oil, just like enough to cook it.
Yeah,
I'm some eggs in there. I don't even remember what I dropped in there, some seasoning. And then I had like that what made it Asian though was like that red sweet and sour sauce.
It's 1:38.
That red sweet and sour sauce.
That's
that made it Asian though. Before that,
switch your pack. Yes,
Mexican.
Get
into it.
Hey, okay. You guys want to still talk about this? I think I'm. Like, what else though? Like,
I have some other topics on my phone.
Yeah, I have some topics. You guys want to move on to the next topic?
Boobs.
Okay. Boobs. Yeah, my next topic is boobs or ass.
This is a terrible topic.
You know what? Let's fucking skip that one. That one's not that good.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. Okay. Are you fucking the tits or are you fucking the ass?
Max, shut the fuck up.
No, you're talking about.
Please, this.
Okay, this no, good. This one's good.
I'll take ass.
Ass.
I'm going tits, dude. I fucking dig that. Hey, you, okay, ready? Ready? Like okay, you and three other celebrities are playing spin the bottle, right? One guy, one girl celebrity.
We'll say trans.
Wait, what else did we say was in it?
And
like your actual like crush or some bullshit. Like we were talking it was like
we were in the car at Swenson's.
We were in the car, right? Wait, so I'm gonna use Thomas as an example. Is that okay?
so
we were talking
it's a guy,
Thomas
it's a girl, and what?
It's a guy, it's a girl, and then it's your actual crush in real life.
Okay.
So it's like it was Thomas and then it was Isabel because they're dating, and then it was Kanye West and then Kim Kardashian. And the first spin landed on you. So the next spin's who you have to like kiss, right? Would you do it?
president. Wait. Well, I haven't picked my people yet.
Well, no, I'm saying get rid of, like, okay, I'm saying pick three people to pick. We'll go back to Kanye. We'll go back to Kim. Mm-hmm. Third person.
Third person's got to be, like, a, I don't know.
Someone you actually know.
Hitler. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, bro, it's made of Hitler.
No, but Hitler. How do you want to kiss Hitler?
Jeffrey I don't Dahmer. Know, bro. I heard the he's clout, got a nice stash.
The clout. The clout.
Imagine saying Hitler. That I made out with Hitler, dude.
Dude, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, I made out with Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, he didn't eat your head?
He ate my ass.
He actually it. Did eat my ass.
He took a knife and just fucking cut off a piece. And like,
I'm fucking ate the shit out of that. Why don't we get my phone after topics?
Nah, I got one more topic. I got one more topic. Everyone's got to say their celebrity, like, woman crush.
Celebrity woman crush.
Bro, I'll go first. Sean, who's that one girl we were talking about?
Oh, she's
Sean. Sean's sleeping.
The girl from The Do-Over?
Yeah, bro. What's her name? Her name?
Oh, I've seen that movie.
I gotta search it up real quick.
Her name,
I'm thinking what's that? What's the girl from Tomb Raider? The old Tomb Raider. Have you seen it?
No.
Jolie.
Oh, it was Paula Patton or something like that.
It was Patton.
Paula Patton, dude.
What's her name?
I think it was Patron.
No, it was Patton, because I typed in Patron, and it was wrong. Paula Patton. Oh. Nah, bro, with her old hair, though.
Yeah.
Like, Jennifer Aniston's so hot.
Yeah, bro.
No, look up, like,
I don't remember, bro.
What's her name? Let me see if I'm right.
Paula Patton is mine. 100%, bro. She's
Jennifer Aniston.
Tomb Raider. No, dude. Smoke fest. Real Tomb Raider?
Mm-mm. Look up cast.
Angelina Jolie. Oh my god. Oh, oh my god.
Turn up pictures of her. Let me see what she looks like.
She's so hot.
Max is probably like.
She's old. She's old. She's old now. What'd you say?
Babe. Let me see it.
Wait, what'd you say for Max?
Mia Khalifa?
No. Favorite porn star.
I don't know, dude.
Kimmy Granger.
Right, I'm gonna see Angelina Jolie.
I don't know their names. Like, what the fuck?
What are you?
I don't know the names of them.
No, like, if you had to look...
Oh my god, dude.
I don't know, dude.
Jennifer Aniston.
No, if you ever watch Tomb Raider, and there's...
Bro, she's pretty hot, actually.
There's all these parts in Tomb Raider where she's wearing some, like, sexy outfit like that. Bro, it's hard to deny.
Holy fuck.
Dude, what are you doing?
I don't know, bro. She doesn't have the hottest of faces.
Dude, she got those fat ass lips, though. She does.
What in the world?
Bro. Why do people have big lips?
No, it's something I've noticed. You can, dude, she's so.
Bro, have you ever seen. I don't know, bro. Like, do you prefer big lips or small lips? Like, I don't even notice the difference.
I don't really notice that much, but I noticed it on her. Dude, she's. You gotta see the movie, bro.
Help me up.
There's like two movies in the. It's not just her body that makes her sexy. It's the fact that she's fucking wicked, bro.
Yeah.
She just goes just, like, killing people.
Yeah,
like,
I feel you. Hey, Max, who's yours?
What? Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, friends. Rachel.
Okay, she's not bad.
No, she's not. She's definitely hot. She's definitely on MILF alert. On Cougar alert.
Like, nowadays, 2018, she's a GILF.
A GILF?
What's a GILF?
Yeah, what's a GILF?
Is that just, like, a girl? Oh, a grandma?
Wait, no, oh, she's... That means cougar. You call him a cougar.
Cougar's a grandma?
No, a cougar is like above a MILF.
It's like hotter than a MILF?
No, it's like above, like, they're older than a MILF. Like,
oh.
They're not like a mom.
But they're not like a grandma yet.
Yeah.
They're like so they're like 50.
They're like kids are in college or graduating.
So like, 50, 55. Yeah.
Off the map, I guess.
Oh, yeah, okay. You don't really see their kids or anything.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah, Sean, who's yours?
Joe Wilson from...
That's a guy, bro. He's gay as fuck.
Jolene Wilson from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh. I've seen this. She's not bad. Still, though. Paula Patton.
Joe.
Oh. With her old hair, though.
JoJo.
Her new hair. She got some blonde. She cut short like mine. Paula Patton.
No, is also really hot?
Who?
Katniss.
Jennifer Lawrence,
yes. But, like, before, she had a short haircut, too.
Yes.
When she had her long hair in the movies.
Bro. If you ever taller girls, so much better than shorter girls.
Like how tall?
Not like fucking freak, like 7 foot. Like a 6'1", 6'2", in there.
Jesus. Bro, she's taller than you at that point.
Oh, yeah, hey, shit, my bad. My bad. 5'11", 5'11", 5'10". 5'4". 5'4", bro, because you're like 5'2".
I'm saying like 5'8 to 5'7", so like 5'4", yeah, is a good...
Not five, short, seven, five, but not like absolutely... Like, 6 foot's a little tall, for like...
That's definitely pretty tall.
I'm going between 5'11 like and 5'8". Right in there.
I'm doing like 5'7", 5'11".
And longer hair, so much better than shorter hair.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I'm sick of it. I wish I had longer hair, but like, you know. I already have long hair.
No, girls, but for me, 5'4 is perfect.
Well, you're like 5'6", though.
5'7"?
5'7". We'll see. Yeah, that's like... I'm like 6, so like a 5'9".
5'10". I think when I went to the doctors, I was 5'11". You have any other topics?
Oh, yeah, I got one more. Our app idea. Okay, I'm going to explain our app, okay?
Okay.
So here's our app idea, right? Our app idea is...
Your app idea?
This is 100% illegal, right? This is
dirty
fucking illegal.
The app I brought up?
Yeah, you brought it up.
Trying to fucking take...
Like, you brought it up, but like, this is our idea. It's like, yeah.
It's like my idea?
Fine, Thomas's idea. So our app idea is if you're 21 years old or older, you can sign up for a profile, right? And it's kind of like Uber, where... You would go and buy beer for like high schoolers, and these high schoolers would pay you
extra
and for like a case or two or however much they want.
They want.
Yeah, however much they want at a time. And like, I guess a tip, yeah, to like bring it to your house. So like the main problem in like high school, I guess, is like plugging, right? But now there's this new app where you can get it from random people, kind of like Uber, who they bring it to their house.
The FDA is all over that shit.
The FDA would be over that shit, yeah. Not even the FDA, the FBI would be over that shit.
But like, honestly though, with paying, so you can get a case for what, $20?
$20, yeah.
And then say like, you kind of have to have delivery charges to pay the drivers like minimum wage or something.
Yeah.
So say there's
I'm saying.
Delivery charge and then you pay them a tip.
I'm saying you're dropping like $25 to $27 to get a case.
$5 delivery.
Real question?
And then you should leave like a $50 tip.
Yeah. Like, bro, people are making hella money off that.
Yeah, you make money. You make $7 every time you deliver a case.
Yeah, and that's per case.
Can we drop the light?
Shut the fuck. Oh. Like, some people for like a party would be getting like 3 or 4 cases. That's $28 to $35.
So illegal though.
Or 21
so
to 28.
This whole idea is so illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal, but it's a hell of a good idea.
Oh, why would the App Store ever put that on like?
Well, because
fuck the App Store.
There's so many illegal apps.
I am
app. Like a website.
Or a website. Like, yeah, those fake ID websites. I don't know how they pass, but they do.
Yeah, actually, like all those fake movie websites.
That's true. But I heard that I think the reason that fake ID websites pass is because technically making an ID is not fake. It is not illegal. Like, because like you can make like prop IDs and stuff.
Yeah.
For like movies and stuff like that.
But using it's probably illegal.
But yeah. Using it is illegal.
Yeah.
So like I don't think they can get you for
buying
having it.
For yeah, yeah.
Using it is.
If you're using it to like buy a beer when you're only 18 or something. Dead, yeah, yeah.
For a dead man.
Well, I have some other topics for when I grab my phone.
Dude, my cousin,
yeah, go ahead before I just ran out of topics.
Did my cousin was telling me that he was so fucking drunk, he gave his cop. He got pulled over by a cop. He used fake ID.
He gave the cop his fake ID?
Yeah.
What the hell?
My cousin got caught at a gas station.
What?
Convenient. What's his fake?
What did he do?
He went in there trying to buy it. Well, he's trying to buy pods, actually. And then he was about to, like, buy the pods. He's like, oh, I'm gonna get a Swisher. Because, like, you can, like, roll a joint in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then, he was like, pause there for a second. Can I get a Swisher? And then, like, the guy behind him was like, how old are you? And he's like, I'm a cop. And, like, showed his badge and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, all right. First topic. What do you think are the top 5 used or common names in American culture? Like, just like.
Okay, ready for this? How about drop it? Ready? Wait, in our age, right? For our generation?
Yes.
I'm going to go 1. Connor.
Yes.
Connor? Really?
Yeah.
I know so Michael, many Connors.
Michael.
2, Connor, Michael. John. Michael's good.
I think Michael, definitely.
3, I feel like William or like something like that.
John. That,
No, I think
it's, John's a common name. That's John, like an older name, though, I feel like.
That is kind of older. I was thinking, like, Michael. No, I was thinking Jake, like Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob.
But they're always going by Jake.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I think
and
that.
Then,
yeah. I think a James also.
No.
James Rodriguez. Who's naming their kids? Maybe a Cristiano or a Lionel.
Shut up.
Messi, maybe?
Messi. I think it's definitely okay, top three.
I feel like LeBron.
It's a top three. It's easier than top five. Top three. I'm going Jake. I'm going Michael. And then I'm going to go... Max is pretty common if you're talking about people around here.
Bro, I'm saying, here's what I'm saying. Michael. I'm going. I just forgot it. Fuck. Jimmy.
That's James.
Jim. Yeah, James. Like all those fucking James. Link offs or whatever you call it.
Jimmy, James, Jacob.
I think like John, Connor. I'm going Connor. Connor, James, Michael. Those are the most popular.
And then moving on. I was just thinking, this is just a random thought that came to my head. No, not
randoms
not,
are the best ones though, dude.
Not trying to get like religious, because not like a religious topic. Just the idea of Adam and Eve. Think about this.
So they, that's so it now at all.
They were naked, right?
Wow. Yes.
When they first
bang.
So if they were naked, what would happen when they went in the cold?
Bro, but they were in Africa.
Yeah, but what happens if they do, like it's still the world, so what if they just, like, traveled to, like, Antarctica? They're just naked, like,
but I'm pretty sure they made themselves clothes, because when he ate from the tree,
well, yeah,
that's how the story goes.
I'm talking about before. If let's say, like, they just, like, went before that happened, would they just not think, like, would they just, in their head, would just be like, oh, I'm not gonna grab, like, For us, it's I'm going to put on more clothing because I'm cold. But for them, it's like they didn't really know what clothing was. So would they just die in the cold?
No, I feel like I feel like humans have natural instinct when it comes to cold to like be able to be like, it's cold. I need to get somewhere warmer. Like, I feel like everyone can do that.
Wait, hold on. First of all, I don't know if we are real. That's the first
one. Okay, whatever. It's hypothetical.
Okay, it's hypothetical.
What are the chips?
What?
What are the chips?
What chips?
The chips that Cam brought down.
Oh, they're right there.
Give me a bag of Fritos. Can you grab me a bag of Fritos?
Can you suck mine?
Yes.
Sorry, not sorry, I ate them both.
What?
Sorry, not sorry, I ate them both.
I put the Fritos. You did what? I ate both the Fritos.
Hey, we gotta keep talking. Let's go.
I ate both the Fritos. You gotta touch me like that. Why is that gonna follow you for vape?
Hey, we gotta keep talking.
Alright, well, I'm gonna see if I have any other topics.
Bro, what's your favorite gas station? No cap.
What?
What's your favorite gas station?
Get gas or to get...
Just like gas station in general.
Get go.
Costco?
No, just kidding.
Nah, bro. For gas, Costco, for real. For, like, everything else that comes with a gas station, like, going inside, Speedway's the move. No,
it's definitely Gecko. Well, I mean, to get... What are we talking about?
The new Gecko.
To get anything.
Anything on
the Speedway. Bro, the new Gecko. You kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It's so nice in there, actually.
And the Geckos, yes. They have, like, the food, like, even to get a burger and
stuff. But, bro,
you can get, like, a wrap.
But the Gecko by our house, by, like, where we live, is, like, newer. So, like, not a lot of people, like, I never went to it. Like, I always went to Speedway to get food.
Ew, what kind of food they have on Speedway?
Nothing. Not even food, just, like, candy.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, in, like, eighth grade.
You can have lunch there.
And you can actually sit down and have lunch. And they're doing pretty good food.
They're sub smack, dude.
Right. The wraps.
And you can get everything else you need there at the Gecko, too.
Yeah,
not,
bro.
Not just...
You can get anything at Gecko, sorry,
not just beer. Or not just food. You can get, you know, pods, beer, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Oh, essentials.
But that's like any gas station. You can get anything.
Wait. Today's Friday, Max.
What?
New Real Bros of Simi Valley.
Did Real Bros come out?
Dude, who put a tooth throat on?
I don't know. I haven't seen episode 2.
Have to watch it.
Wait, just watch it tomorrow, bro. There's so much time in the day, bro. Wait for
him. No, so I don't. Again. I don't work.
Where's my phone? What do you?
Like, you only have work from like 1 to 4.
No, I'm gonna go like 10 or 11 tomorrow.
And work till what? 1, 2?
No, to 4.
But you're gonna make some cash.
Yeah. This podcast coming to a wrap right now.
Yeah, bro. This was kind of ended kind of bad, honestly.
It probably ended pretty bad. I think we had some good combos though.
We had some good topics within, but like now it's kind of getting kind of bad.
Yeah. So, is this still going next?
Yes, it is.
Alright.
Hey, so, you trying to wrap it up, boys?
Alright, episode 2. What was the name we called this?
Stainsock.
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 Episode 2. Who came up with that name, though?
You?
Stainsock. That was me.
That was Toilet Paper Talk. Was the first one.
But then I wrote dick on Sean's toilet paper. You didn't get happy with that.
Sean wipes his ass.
This is episode 2 of Volume 2, episode 2.
No, I have one more topic.
Oh, okay.
This is like a very controversial topic. Ooh, this is
exciting.
Ooh.
No, but dude, stop. This is a controversial topic. Put it down, put it down. This is a controversial topic because, like, obviously everyone does this by themselves, right? Do you sit or stand when you wipe your ass after taking a shit?
Sit. Who stands?
You stand?
Why would you stand?
I stand.
Why are you laughing, though?
You stand. Cam's a stand.
Bro, it's easy as fuck to stand.
Dude,
you need to leave. You can't.
Your cheeks come together.
Yeah, seriously, when your legs are spread out,
bro, what the fuck?
When you're sitting down, your legs are already spread.
It's hard to like reach on there because like
why?
Another topic.
Unless your toilet's like this big,
I'll bring it down.
No. We gotta keep this. We only have 30 minutes. No, this
podcast already ruined, so we might as well just save a good topic.
Bro, but for real though, I gotta try it when I sit, bro.
Shut up. You probably squat. The fuck, I'm loser.
But I mean, like, I don't know. You can open a leg.
Buddy, when your legs are like spread out, your asshole's already open. So.
Yeah, because you get penetrated anally.
Oh, wait, Sean gets penetrated with his toilet paper. It says "dick" on it, so really he's getting penetrated by dick. If you think about it. Dick's from.
I know, bro. He's on that gay shit, bro. He needs a girl.
Who, me?
Yeah, you need a girl.
Yeah, you always commenting like, I don't even know, gay shit.
Eat you out. Just kidding. It's just be funny. I'm not actually.
I know.
Nice. I don't know, bro. He's been geeked up lately.
Cam, you literally penetrated my asshole earlier today.
I didn't do that.
This podcast with your finger.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we're gonna end it here. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for listening, number 2.
Instagram Thomas Gergesh.
Scratch
Les. Hit my Finsta. YPYWCOH.
Co.
But you can't tell there's an H in that when you say co. Like Cody Co. It just. And then Twitter, the same thing, YPYWCOH. Hit me up for any questions you want us to answer next time.
Let me plug me.
Plug in.
Instagram, Cam Addington, all underscores. No, lowercase, I mean. Cam Addington, spelled how it sounds, come on now. Finsta, double cheeked up on a Thursday, 69. You know. We're just gonna end it, you know.
You know, we know.
Hey, we gotta end it. You gotta put in your passcode.
If you're one of our first listeners, we know that
it's kind of weird, but like
beginning podcasts are, you know, a little different.
Yeah,
just
bro.
Just getting new to it, you know. But topics are coming around, so.
So deuces.
Stay in.
Hauling out. I don't want to haunt out. Weezy's out.
Yeah, deuces.
Weezy's outie.